So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's gonna save your
Wait,
life.
Lauren,
he
you know,
himself, he's got a
you
lot to
be really
say.
Old, like,
pass him
for me the whole time,
ready this way.
Oh my God. Don't learn all that, like the expletives I'm gonna be typing.
Don't look back at anger.
RJ and Carl Nelson.
I heard you say.
What is wrong with all of? What have you been doing, Mark and Nicole?
Sally could wait. She knows it's too late when you're walking on by.
Hey, everybody! I guess. Welcome. I'm sorry you had to come in on that.
Not me.
I think
don't
they were
look back on it in anger.
I think they're saying Sugar Ray lyrics really cryptically. That's what I gather.
Very cryptically.
Welcome everybody to the Octavarius podcast. They're still giggling to each other.
Started a new one.
Welcome to episode 76 of the podcast. There is literally nothing exciting about the number
77.
That's it. No, there's nothing.
But Amico. It rhymes with former UN Inspector General Hans Blix.
It also rhymes with dicks. Yeah. Rhymes with 70 dicks.
70
Mark
dicks.
Mark got my Hans Blix reference.
Is it Amico 76?
UN Inspector General.
Oh, boy. And without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
That would be me, LP.
Hey, it's Cloud.
One and only Brian Wool, everyone.
Lauren.
Castelvi.
It's Tins.
Keith.
Makula.
Hans Blix. And Mark.
And
that
we're
is not what Hans Blix sounds.
Hans Blix. I'm right here, you guys.
Let me just reach into our mailbag here and, oh shit, it's empty. Oh shit.
Oh no.
Oh, the mailbag's empty.
Wait, my telegraph machine is blowing up. Let me open up this telegraph.
Explain.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh,
it hurts my ear.
Oh. It's a really loud telegraph.
Nothing like pops in an audio stream.
So today's telegraph comes from one Mick Emouse.
Oh, jeez.
That was even
Wait,
better.
His first.
That was brutal.
Did you say his first name is Mick?
Yeah.
Mick. Okay.
Emouse.
It's IHMAUS. Emouse.
Emouse. I think it's German. Thanks everyone who's on the website. I'm getting womp womp. Clearly disappointed.
Which, by the way, before you start the letter, Mark, we have changed format ever so slightly. Rather than doing the main chat on livestream.com/Octavarius, you can still listen to the podcast live if you just go to octavarius.com/live-podcast or go to octavarius.com and click on the live podcast button. And we've got a nice little sexy chat room that we're testing out right now. And it's going cool. Pretty well so far. I'm liking
I'm
it.
Looking at Cassie and RJ and my friend Carl.
Mm-hmm.
So nefarious.
Okay.
So, Mick writes, "Once upon a time, there was a letter. This letter was written to a bunch of very handsome princes and princesses called Octavarius.
What?
They had some trials and tribulations and were probably cursed at some point, but it always turns out okay in the end. Also, I was wondering about Disney." What's up with that?
Mark is slowly picking up on the fact that we're making fun of his letter formats. And now
we've
just
been taking bets on them. If you hadn't made your guess in front of him, we could have had a good gamble.
Yeah.
So Mr. Emouse wants us to talk about Disney then, does he?
Oh, how fitting that we happen to have a Disney show coming up this Sunday.
That is so convenient.
There's so many coincidences in our podcast themes and our show themes.
Amazing.
Well, I feel like Lauren, every single podcast we ever had, you tried to talk about Harry Potter or Disney. And since Harry Potter's coming out this week, and you're probably not vamped up about that, let's talk about Disney.
Wait, going to do
that. No. Disney podcast. Talk about Disney. Yeah. It's still something you love.
That's true.
Lauren, which princess have you always wanted to be? Because every girl has a princess.
Well, my wedding dress is going to be modeled after Belle.
Don't do that to your husband.
Wait, Lauren. After Belle?
You mean like
bright yellow?
It's like yellow.
Wait, do you mean wedding
it's
dress?
Goldenrod. It's a gown.
Yeah, she didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's goldenrod, did you say, Cloud?
Yeah.
So not the peasant one.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be gold. We can make it white.
I mean, whatever.
Modeled after, not taken from the country.
Yeah, not exactly.
What about, like, lifestyle-wise? Who would you want to live like?
I mean, I think I always really liked Ariel a lot, because...
She's a mermaid.
Yeah, because she's a mermaid, and I'm a Pisces. Because
I've always liked wooing boys without the ability to speak.
I feel like Ariel had the smallest struggle. She didn't really,
Jasmine had the smallest struggle.
Or yes, you're right.
Jasmine has no struggle whatsoever. In fact, it's not about her in the least.
She gets enslaved by Jafar.
Yeah, she gets caught in that hourglass. Yeah.
But
her struggle is she wants to get away from the palace. She's, like... forced
She's
to get married.
Too rich.
That's her struggle. But then once the story gets rolling, it's mostly about Aladdin.
Yeah, Jasmine, her struggle is that things are too good, and she's like,
she's real
it's real petty, actually.
Oh, wow. Actually, Cassie, it was in the live chat, Googled wedding dress, Belle. And there is a Belle wedding dress.
Nice.
I'm looking at it right now.
It seems to be the website that this comes from is firstqueen.net, where there seem to be multiple Disney wedding dresses.
I assume that's the president's queen. Is what
is there an aerial one? And does it have a seashell bra?
I don't know.
Ariel
this is
a wedding dress in the end of the movie. I think
she does. She has a very nice wedding dress.
I can't tell.
Slightly plunging neckline that has a little bit of wrap just
What's
around
happening
the
shoulder.
Right
it does. Good work.
Do you guys remember
Evo?
The priest boner in Little Mermaid?
Do I remember the priest
boner? I was just
thinking
about that. Or the columns in the fortress.
Yes.
The water fortress.
I got the new DVD, remastered Little Mermaid, and they took out the priest boner.
And they took out all the stuff. All the re-releases. They took out the what supposedly spells sex in Lion King.
They took out the frame of actual naked people in The Rescuers.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do that? Because they never took out the Aladdin thing where the monkey...
Kids take off your...
Yeah,
No. The monkey says, oh shit.
Oh,
in monkey talk.
I remember that.
What? When the lava is over, when he touches the jewel and lava, the cave goes apeshit. And the lava's spurting up and he's stuck on the rocks. When one of them spurts behind him, he says, oh shit, in monkey talk.
Holy fuck!
You can't really... I could tell. Do you guys ever play the Aladdin video game?
I have that game.
That game
was
fucking hard as shit,
man. Dude, no, the lava level.
I mean, can we just talk about Lion King, the video game?
Lion King is impossible. I can never beat it.
The board game.
Yeah, most of the Disney Sega games and SNES games were very difficult to play.
Oh, yeah.
You almost had to use a cheat code to beat them.
Pause A.
Yeah.
ABBA.
Some of you guys had used cheat codes, I guess. I was well, what's weird is I have an emulator on my computer, so I can play all those. It's a program that allows you to play... It's got programs with NES and SNES games on them, so I can play old school games on my computer. But I'm noticing that, those Disney games that I could beat as a child, I can't anymore as an adult. Maybe I just had more drive to complete them or whatever. I don't know.
I actually think
more time.
That's true.
Those games are switching topics really quickly to video games. But I've gone back and I played the GoldenEye from 1996.
Yes.
And because we've gotten so accustomed to games that are so just the smallest detail and it reads it, whereas you play I have a Sega Genesis with the Aladdin that I'll occasionally play, and you're just it's so old fashioned that no matter how much video games you played, it gets harder and harder as you play more advanced video games. So I'll never beat Aladdin.
They help you out in Aladdin though, because Aladdin gets to throw apples, just like his character in the movie.
The monkey eats apples. He does have apples that he tosses to the monkey in one scene.
But he doesn't.
He does not eliminate enemies with apples. No, he does not do that.
Aladdin is my favorite, though. I have to say, probably my favorite character, favorite prince.
It's a pretty fun story. I mean,
it is.
Although
it really is.
You know, And that, I mean, I really, let's talk about the Keith and Tim song that's about Disney princesses.
Oh, yeah. Shall we?
You guys address quite a bit of them in that.
Because the whole song really does, it pokes fun at the fact that all the Disney characters are actually real shitty when you look at them. I mean, Aladdin, he's a homeless dude. He steals, he pillages and such. And then, yeah, I like pillage.
It's he doesn't pillage.
He does
only what he can.
He pillages
afford,
everything.
Which is everything.
It's more like pilfering than pillaging.
Yeah. I guess pilfering. But
it's just for every advantage that a Disney character has, they've just got a terrible drawback. To
right.
Them.
You know, Cinderella is essentially a slave to her family. She's treated like complete garbage the entire time. And it takes an outside force of a fairy godmother giving her just a limited span of a nice life that she might then get a better life. And that she doesn't
and then,
even
and
guarantee
then it's,
that.
And then it's whisked all away at midnight.
It's just ripped out of her palms. It's like, how awful. All these Disney princesses. It gets better through more magic.
After her stepsisters have to cut off pieces of their feet.
Presumably, she's Disney like mid-20s. She's been a slave for the first 20-something years of her life. Her life has been shit. Ruled all by these ugly people that she doesn't care for.
But all Disney characters are, like, in a sense, a tragic hero, and they have to have, like, either no parents or be an orphan of some kind, so you feel for them, and that way you follow them throughout the story.
Like those brooms.
Was Pocahontas a princess?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Pocahontas.
I think in real life and in the...
Yeah, they put her in the princess.
She
on the princess
some kind of, like, royalty in her tribe.
Yeah, she was in real life and in the movie, she was a princess.
I'm not that aware of Pocahontas in real life or the film. I just didn't care.
Lauren, is Ferngully a Disney movie?
Oh my gosh, I love
because every
character
is
new
life.
Ferngully
no,
is
it
not.
Wasn't. Damn it, but it was up there. It's up to par.
Was that
I love Ferngully.
Fair name Christina or something? The main fairy in Ferngully?
I forgot her name. Oh, I know Batty's in it, and he's
but it's
awesome.
Like the same. It's the same company that competed with Disney for a while. They did like All Dogs Go to Heaven.
They do Anastasia.
Yeah,
I think they did Anastasia.
They had a very similar
the
animation
troll in
style,
Central Park.
Drawing style.
But they could never quite compete
and
with Disney.
And Five Goes West.
They were like that generation's
DreamWorks, Pixar.
They never got the music quite right.
No.
Well, that was a big thing. Disney had a long period of time. It was I think it was like 20, 30 years almost, where they didn't have a hit, like a real hit. Mm. And
From when to when?
To like Beauty and the Beast, I think, was the first big hit.
No.
Jungle Book had really good songs.
Yeah. Little Mermaid was pre Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beauty. I believe it was Beauty and the Beast that kicked it off again.
Because they got nominated for like Oscars for the songs.
Yes,
right?
It did. And then after Beauty and the Beast, or no, it was Little Mermaid before
Little
that?
Mermaid
Little
was
before
several
Little
years.
Little Mermaid was, I believe that was, God, I'm trying to remember which one in that string of hits. Little Mermaid might have been the first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was, because there was just that explosion in like the late 80s throughout the early and mid 90s.
Was Little Mermaid 1989?
That sounds about right. I could IMDb it easily.
Man, 89 was a good year. You had Batman.
Indiana Jones Last Crusade.
Indiana Jones Last Crusade. UHF with Weird Al.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Yeah,
Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, 89.
Why do you guys just know what years these
movies
are?
I know.
It's weird. I know so many years
of movies.
These
are movies that we love, Keith. We care about these things.
I know. I guess I don't really care when they were born.
Yeah.
Actually, in the live chat room right now, our guest Cassie says they were about to shut down the animation studio at Disney. Then they did Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
yes. Because it was a big struggle to do Little Mermaid, and also fighting for those songs. The songs are really big and very key to those movies being successful. They found that they should. I believe there's a documentary or something on this somewhere where you can watch to find out about this. But to revive the Disney animation thing, it was basically turning the Disney princess films into a full-on Broadway musical. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of them translate so well to the stage, is that they were made to be like a Broadway musical. And it was a Broadway musical for little kids.
Yeah.
I guess it's because when you look back at like the Robin Hood one, where he's like a fox. They really don't sing all that much.
Mm-hmm. No, but that one's still pretty
and
good.
And Snow White, even like though they have a couple good songs, but that Snow White's the very first like animated.
And you know what? Snow White, it had music, but it wasn't like Broadway style music. They didn't have the typical. It didn't follow the structure of a Broadway play.
Snow White was different. Snow White was. I own Snow White, actually. I own the special edition box set of Snow White. I'm
box set?
Big into Snow White. Yeah, it's like four discs.
Mm. Director's discs. Cut?
Because it was the first time that they made this kick-ass animated feature that everyone loved. And also, I was very interested in the creation of the dwarves. I was really into the seven dwarves. Really into them.
Laura Shaw on the chat room.
I just saw that.
You
this
just
is great.
Putting up a link to the... top 10 highest grossing animated Disney movies of all time. Snow White is number one with
now, this is
782
the, this
million.
This is the adjusted gross, so it's accounting for inflation. But by today's standards, it would have made over three-quarters of a $1 billion.
Wow.
Thank you. That's 1937.
What are the other ones?
But how great is that? You know, I mean, you look at Snow White, and so much of what they were doing when they were creating Snow White, they would pay animators per gag. If you can fit in a gag, you got a bonus.
Cassie says
you had to find business for the characters to do that would be funny and entertain the children.
That's so cool.
Each animator would just the animator's room always fascinated me, and that's why I bought the box set thing of Snow White. Besides sentimental value, is that those animators? It was just a bunch of dudes in this room working together, working their ass off to make this this amazing film. And they were all looking in mirrors, making faces, which is one of my favorite things to do.
I do that all the time.
I do it as well.
I do
too. And that is something I totally got into as a kid. I thought that was awesome that adults could make faces in mirrors, and that would be their job, is to make faces in mirrors and try and capture silly things. And so much of Disney has bred silliness into children in a whole new way that didn't use as much violence as Tex Avery or the
Looney Tunes
cartoons.
There's still a lot of violence in Disney.
Oh yeah,
a lot of murders.
I'd always skip through. Do you guys ever watch the Disney sing-alongs?
Yeah,
the separate videos.
Yeah,
I said to skip through like the haunted house one because it was too scary.
No,
which haunted house one?
There's some haunted house song on a Disney sing along tape.
Probably about the haunted mansion, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to the haunted mansion.
Yeah.
Everyone is spooky.
Here's remind
time.
Me, Lauren. Maybe you're the one to ask. In Bambi, he's an orphan, right? Or is he raised by his dad?
No, because his mom gets... Well, okay. So, yeah, after that...
Yeah, then he's just alone in the world?
Well, he's with Thumper, and he's with...
Oh, so he's with creatures that are just as dumb as
Where's his dad?
I don't remember what happened.
He's like
dead.
The king of the forest or something.
His dad is busy, and...
Yeah.
He's
got some
time. He's just out of work at the office.
Bambi's dad is busy.
It's basically, dad's busy, and that's all... It's almost like a Steven Spielberg movie, that the father is absent.
Yeah.
Is there any Disney protagonist that has, like, a normal family?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Simba.
His father, Mufasa, gets killed by
his uncle.
And his uncle
did it.
Up until that point, it was totally normal.
Yeah, it's an odd thing. Yet we all relate to these characters.
Peter Pan is what Amy Sarah's saying. He's kind of normal in a sense.
He didn't have a family, and he never grew
and
up.
He didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, he was
it was society
with
that had a problem with Peter Pan.
No, he had a problem with it. He said that like his parent, like he got lost from his parents when he was little.
Is this Hook? Or
you
is
think
this
about
Peter
Hook,
no,
where he
this
cries
is
and talks
the
about
Peter
being
Pan
dead.
Story.
Also, 101 Dalmatians. Where's the bad character there?
Cruella de Vil?
That's the villain, but they have a very healthy relationship.
They get taken away from their family and are going to be skinned.
But they don't. That's the end.
I would argue a family of 103 is not a healthy, happy family.
And also, who's
Mulan has both parents.
Who is the protagonist
and a grandma.
In 101 Dalmatians? Is it the 101 Dalmatians?
Dalmatian number 54,
Pongo?
I believe.
Oh,
it's
more Pongo.
Isn't there a dude? Is that the dude?
Pongo.
And he only has
Pongo
a guy.
Pongo is the father dog.
Yeah, and he only has the dad.
But isn't there a master? Don't they live in a house?
Yeah. I was rooting for Cruella.
But 101 Dalmatians is really Pongo's story, please.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
Yeah, the master, if I remember, doesn't really... he's not terribly instrumental, other than the fact that he owns the Dalmatians, right? It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Well, he falls in love with the girl who has the other Dalmatian.
Well, yeah, and then the man and the woman get married, and then they have 99 children. They have one puppy to a child, and then.
That's very true. That Cassie made a good point. That Mulan does have both her parents, although they're only in the beginning, and then she runs away.
She also says that the villain of 101 Dalmatian is overpopulation.
It's very true, Cassie. Very true.
Oh, that's great.
Do you guys think it's shitty that we have to change these stories so much for children to be able to watch them, or do you think it destroys the author's original intent? Like Alice in Wonderland, for example.
Well, that's not
I would like. Oh, wait, one slight. I would say we don't. We're not changing them so that children can watch them. We're changing them so that they will make more money.
Yes.
Children for hundreds of years were reading much darker fairy tales, but they don't make $780 million or whatever.
Yeah. How do you think that changes getting deep? Changes society then? If back in the day. They, read the actual books, while now they,
We have stories that are more adult and more scary. It's just we don't subject our children to them. It's a choice.
And society goes through waves of what the tolerance of good and bad things is. Like, we go through waves of fashion and how much skin is okay to show. Because if you look at, a very long time scale, people were more scantily clad and then more covered and then more scantily clad, then more covered over and over and over.
You can actually probably track that through Disney films.
Yeah, you probably
when
could.
When you look at, Little Mermaid versus, something more...
It just is that... I think Mark, you're looking at a much smaller sample size. Keith's talking over hundreds of years.
Yeah, Pocahontas. Too, But even with society, just in general, the movies and, the way we get our stories... always been changing because different people age and decide and get to be the people who make the decisions, the preferences change.
Yeah.
Ham Hater says that Sleeping Beauty was raped repeatedly. Is that true?
In Brothers Grimm,
Wow.
I can't believe that.
By Brothers Grimm is
by the dwarves?
Is not a
no,
happy...
That's no, there's Beauty no dwarves.
Have dwarves. Mermaid.
Which one is
Sleeping Beauty is the one with the fairies.
No, Sleeping Beauty. I don't think I've seen that.
Rose, Princess Aurora.
They're the Brothers Grimm. They're not the Brothers Dance Happy Time.
Those guys have a great shoot.
Wait,
summer.
What is it? Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
Merryweather. I don't really like Sleeping Beauty, to be honest.
Right, I think.
It's good. I was always I like Lilo and Stitch. That was my favorite. That and is the Aristocats
that's a
Disney?
Newer one.
The Aristocats is Disney.
We're just focusing on cartoons right now. There are
There's
so
Pirates
many,
of the Caribbean.
I mean, there's
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Oh, can we talk about
you
Mighty
can
Ducks?
Out, Disney's adult company Touchstone, which I believe is also
on Miramax.
Miramax too, which is
Enemy of the
State.
I don't want to go that far.
I want to talk about Enemy of the State.
I know you want to talk about
Enemy of the State. That is not a Disney movie in my book.
Why would anyone want to talk about Enemy of the State?
No, great movie. Now you went too far, Brian. That is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
This is a Disney time.
Hell no.
You just made
one of my favorite Disney movies is a way looked over movie. The Sword and the Stone.
That's one of my
favorites.
That's a great one.
I like
that.
And Merlin.
That is a wonderful film.
I like The Wizard and Witch Battle. That's my favorite
part. I know.
Part.
Isn't that great? Madame Mim?
So Mary Poppins isn't a princess, but what does she qualify as?
A baby
sucker. She's not
awesome.
She's not attainable for girls.
Why does she have power?
She's a genie.
Yeah.
Is she a genie?
She's like a magic. She's like a sorceress.
She has magic.
I'm assuming.
I think she's a genie.
She's a witch. Yeah.
Does Mary Poppins come from? Is it a novel or is it a series?
It's a book
story.
It is a book.
There's a series of short children's
stories.
Yeah, it was a collection of short stories that they based it off of. And gosh, I just love Mary Poppins.
Me too.
I just love
it. Is that the one with
it's
Nazis?
Perfect.
No!
Sound of Music. 6 days, 7
You're thinking
that
of
is not six
Mary Poppins.
No, I'm thinking of Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, 6 days, 7 nights.
Just side note.
Mary Poppins has the chimney sweeps.
Or
wonderful.
Bert.
Easy to confuse.
And Bert the one man. How many times? Look. I always wanted to just grow up and be Bert. Even though he was a fucking street rat. All these people in these stories are terrible.
In Britain, right? They're urchins.
They're so like
street urchins.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Street rat is Arabians. Arabians are
Arabians.
Street rats.
Yeah. In the Middle East, street rats.
British people are street urchins. And New Yorkers are dem bums?
Dem bums.
Dem bums.
What are Chicago bums?
Oh, I don't know.
Those bums.
Those bums.
But Bert, he was a
feeders.
How many jobs did Bert have? Bert was a one man band.
Yeah, he
did.
You could say he had no jobs.
Sidewalk chalk art.
You could say he was jobless.
No, he was a chimney sweep. That's his job. Okay, he was a chimney sweep.
Like, yeah,
he
freelance. Yeah.
And he definitely
he's his own boss.
He collected money when he did his one man band thing. He got a couple of shows.
Peddling around. Bet he had a license.
They didn't. The street urchin.
Dude, how could a one-man band not have a license? How is he going to run away from the Bobbies? Okay, Constable Warren was pretty fucking old, but he was, you know, he would have caught him. He's got a giant bass drum on his back. Every time he walks, the cymbal crashes.
Yeah, you can't miss him.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
For the record, Bedknobs and Broomsticks also has Nazis. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm not that crazy.
There's okay, is all right, that Blues the one Brothers. You were referring to?
I was.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah,
Blues
Nazis.
Brothers has tons of Nazis.
Indiana Jones has Nazis.
Man, all the best movies have Nazis.
What?
Sorry, Mark.
I feel like that's a generalization.
It's way too high.
Star Wars has stormtroopers.
And all the good movies that don't have Nazis could use some Nazis. I'm just saying.
I agree, Keith. Aladdin. The Lion King would have been
some Nazis.
Toy Story.
Are you kidding?
Those like hyenas.
That was.
Yeah, that is very Nazi-esque. Scar is like such
be
a good.
Awesome.
I feel like we should start being careful when we call things Nazi-esque.
Yeah, I think that's not fair. Just because someone's marching doesn't make them Nazi-ish.
Have you seen the Be Prepared song?
That's like a direct Nazi reference. Yeah, they're. The hyenas are goose stepping in a line, rank and file.
Goose stepping is different than marching, would you argue? It's similar.
Well, it's similar, but it's specific the hyenas were certainly goose stepping during Be Prepared.
The animation was very direct. I'm sure all of the animators got in front of mirrors and goose stepped for hours.
Wait, goose stepping is an actual phrase?
Yeah.
Hold the time during Indiana Jones' Last Crusade when he says goose stepping morons like you.
No, they're not making racial slurs. They're telling them what they're doing.
Oh, no, I just thought like that was an old man thing. Like you look like a goose. Telling the Nazi, you look like a goose.
Looking like a goose. Goddamn goose stepper.
You seem to think the 40s were a lot brighter than they were. People were calling each other geese.
Yes. Sorry,
goose.
Nick.
You goose.
Into an interesting part. There is a lot of racism in Disney films, like in Dumbo. The crows. They're just the Jim Crows or whatever.
Song of the South.
Oh man, that's cool.
The Song of the
like,
South.
They don't even make,
even Jungle Book has a little bit.
The Jungle Book does.
Yes,
I think it does.
Yeah. I mean, the actual Jungle Book is pretty racist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen Jungle Book in
years.
Dude,
the fucking Jungle Book is so racist.
It's very racist. Yeah.
To my recollection, he's just a child. A random, like, wild child?
But
almost Tarzan.
Like
the thing is,
like a basket
he's
baby.
A wild child, but like he's Indian.
Okay.
And
he's
and
just
it's
like a...
written by British, and it's looked at a British man who basically looks at it as he's writing about the noble savage.
I see.
And
well, he's raised by a bear?
Wolves.
Yeah, he's
raised by wolves.
Because he was like a river-bound basket baby, right?
Yes,
that sort of
yes,
thing.
He was. Because
that's
classic
what
Moses.
Those Indians do.
Yeah.
You know, it's very...
And then he meets Baloo... Well, first meets...
In the cartoon, it's, I assume, very different than the real book.
But the whole thing is about, like, colonizing India and why showing them civilization, you know, in the most British
sense. Does
that come
up in the Disney film?
Well, at the very end, he sees the girl and he wants to go to be civilized,
Yeah.
He joins the
That's just why I thought he wanted to just get laid or something.
Well, maybe that too.
I don't think that was the Disney message.
I think I prefer it to the fact he wants to be civilized.
Disney is all about people getting laid. Disney loves it when people get laid.
Yeah, people are always hooking up in Disney. That's like the whole point.
There's a kiss at the end. If you don't have a kiss at the
it's
end,
like
it's
like Amy's
happy ending.
Amy's Amy Sarah, our producer, always wants everything to end
as
friends at the end.
He only likes movies where people are friends.
Disney takes it a step forward. Mm-hmm. Fuck the friends in the end. It's friends.
How many?
It's fuck the friends in the end.
How many? It's like it's a little Shakespearean. Like how many Disney movies end in a wedding? Like, even to the point of, like, isn't, like, Beauty and the Beast just, like, fades into a wedding?
Yeah.
Like, there's some that, like, literally just crossfade into a wedding at the very end.
Bum, 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 bum. Yes. Good work, Tim. Very well.
It's just what those bells do.
Taking the lead in the podcast.
I'm actually, like, really surprised that just in the past year or two was the first, like, black Disney princess.
Yeah.
Did anyone see that movie?
No.
No. It's on
I mean,
Netflix.
It's not nothing to be ashamed of. It's not racist. We're like adults now.
Yeah, no, I just don't care. I don't care about Disney. Yeah. I don't watch the Disney Princess
So
movies.
What is it?
I haven't
so
seen
no
those.
One knows what it was about.
The music for the movie was done by Randy Newman. You know that?
Oh, they stole him from Pixar? Well, I guess they bought him.
But it was a whole different style of Randy Newman.
Disney's Pixar. Don't they own Pixar?
Yeah.
Randy Newman does a lot of stuff that's not Pixar. Randy Newman does all the Meet the Parents movies.
Oh, okay.
You know that song like does. A fool in love.
A band feeling the gold to get it good.
Oh my goodness.
I did not know that you did that.
Baba De Niro is the big zero.
Let's just have the rest of the podcast.
We all have done that, but I didn't know that you do it that
we
well.
We just all talk about something.
Oh my god.
Sing a song,
it's
see
borderline
the
just
a deaf person's voice. I'm sorry, that's how I get to do the voice.
It's so wild because he's so great. He's such a wonderful composer and a great songwriter. His music is beautiful.
He's got a real good
voice. Oh, no,
it's pretty
awesome. Give me back my ham sandwich.
That
seems like a lyric he could have a song.
It sounds a lot like something he would say, but it's not.
Well, the Toy Story song, the first one, that's a sad song. No, not that one. Although I do like that song, the one where Buzz is
falling.
Falling, yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
One cut me deep when I saw it first time.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, you can't fly, you fool!"
Oh no.
What's your guys' favorite Disney song?
Not Sapanga, Baba Geech.
It's called the Circle of Life.
Not Sapanga.
Wait, what just happened?
Have you ever like?
I like Hepzibenya is mine. It's definitely my favorite.
I just can't wait to be that king.
It's that song where they're like, pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom. Pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
That's an epic song.
That's the one he's referring.
I like the evil characters' songs. Like, I like Be Prepared. I really like Gaston's
songs.
Poor
Unfortunate
Souls.
Gaston's
song is like one of the best songs ever.
Poor Unfortunate Souls is really good.
I could take or leave Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Are you kidding me? That is the most that is.
It's okay. It's pretty good.
Welcome back to Point Counterpoint with Tins and Love.
It's just that Be Prepared is far superior to Poor Unfortunate Soul.
But
I feel like Poor Unfortunate Soul like makes the whole story.
Does Jafar?
I mean, it really moves along the story.
Jafar doesn't have a song.
Jafar doesn't. You know,
he yells "Sing for me."
No,
I think he does. I think he's got one in one of in a shitty sequel. I think he might.
Oh no, he does. He sings in Aladdin when he puts her in the hourglass. When he sang
okay.
all the puns,
I'd say that's like a cameo appearance.
That's like a.
It's like a Prince Ali.
But he
parody,
starts. Yeah, it's a Prince Ali. It's like.
That's a pretty good one, though.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's a pretty good evil song.
Yeah,
it's
evil because
he, like, takes his song and.
It's a rehash of his antagonist song. That's so. That's a burn in and of itself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Pretty evil.
Pretty evil, I'd say.
Dude,
what?
Still no.
Dude, I'm gonna go old school. I love Hi Ho. I think Hi Ho is
a
good one.
Isn't it like Whole New World, though?
No.
It's not a whole
new world. No, it's not better than that. But I just think that it's a great song and it's really simple.
Yeah.
And I just, it's like, it's just a fun, simple song.
You know, Night Before Christmas is Disney.
Really?
Yes. Think,
yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
And that has great Disney. Music.
That does. It does. Music.
So does the soundtrack to Enemy of the State.
Wasn't Seth Green in that movie?
So, wait, I have a question.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the girls love the Disney and love all the princesses.
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right?
The start of your fucking one-woman show.
Lauren's talk show. Oh,
yeah. All right, Lauren, ask away.
But, I mean, as a boy, did you guys still watch all these primarily princess Disney movies? Well, was there ones that you watched more?
You know what? They were there.
I think
like,
they were just on. Man.
Yeah.
I fucking love Beauty and the Beast.
Me
I
too.
Love
my
Beauty
mom bought
Beast.
Me all of them.
Oh yeah, I had almost all those movies. I loved them.
I think for me
them.
It was like,
Aladdin, they were great.
Like right at that time, my mom was taking care of a younger brother and then a younger brother still. And we were, like, getting renovations on the house for, like, a couple of years. So there was a huge chunk of time where my mom just had to keep me busy. So it would just be, like, the same Disney movies over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch what you play.
Wait, you make it sound like your mother forced you to watch those Disney movies?
No, I loved it.
I would watch those tapes until I broke them. And then we had to buy more tapes.
I watched a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, what did you watch?
Like, Babe.
I love Babe. The song
Babe's
that James Cromwell sings.
You know what I watched a billion times?
What's that?
D2.
Yes. I watched all my
DuckTales.
Like
DuckTales? Wait.
DuckTales.
Stop the podcast. Stop everything.
The film, Lauren, is called D2, The Mighty Ducks. Not DuckTales.
Didn't you say DuckTales too?
Oh, man.
I used to watch it. I would rent that over and over again, like every week from the video store. My mom would be so frustrated, and I'd be like, just buy it for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm going to see how long you can keep going. I'm like, I'm going to keep spending your money.
Shrek.
Yeah. But
Shrek, yeah. DreamWorks.
Well, no,
yeah,
DreamWorks.
Yeah,
right?
That's not a Disney.
If we're going to be talking Disney, there's no way that I cannot mention one of my biggest comedic inspirations, Goofy. I love Goofy. I love Goofy.
You're a fan of the Goofy movie?
The first one is great.
No, what I'm really a fan of is those
wonderful
Goofy cartoons.
Yeah.
Where it's like skiing. Oh my god.
Yeah. Like his shitty, essentially they're shitty how-to videos.
Yeah,
most
and Goofy always does it wrong, and he always has this big smile on his face, this Goofy smile. And he always, you know, would do things just so wrong, so that no matter how terrible you were at things, you felt, you know, hey man, Goofy's shittier than me. And also, when Goofy would fail, it would be like the best fail ever. Like when Goofy would fall, he would always fall. He would never just fall. Goofy always had to do that fall.
He'd fall tremendously,
and he would always say, "Yahoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-y!"
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone, "Yahoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-y!"
Man,
Tins. So yes, I got a Photoshop project for you.
Okay, shoot.
I want you to get a bunch of Goofy stills of him failing. And just write fail on them.
Patent
pending.
Can you do that? That would be so good.
Patent pending.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's such a great...
That's an easy Photoshop project.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
We are going to get sued so hard.
It's so funny, though. We are treading.
Yeah, it'll
the
be
day
worth
that we
it
get
for
a
couple
of
years.
Plus, you can use that slideshow thing.
When you hear about Disney, like, at the business end of it, I hear they're just tyrants.
Yeah.
Really? I hear it's an amazing company.
Really?
No, wait. Are tyrants in just, like, over their property?
Yeah.
Or tyrants to their...
Oh, no, like, just over, like, just business-wise.
Disney single-handedly has moved back... the copyright date it was originally like to the author's death plus like 15 years or so, is some like smaller amount of time.
Uh-huh.
And every time Mickey Mouse would come up, would be passing that mark, they've spent increasing amounts of money to on lobbyists to move back that date. Because,
really? So yeah. They can keep making money off of Mickey Mouse, etc.?
Because they have him trademarked, which means like no one else could use that to represent their company, but they don't have him copywritten, or they wouldn't have him copywritten. So if he came out of copyright, other people could make Mickey Mouse movies.
Which is crazy, because, like, I mean, that's Disney.
Yeah.
Mickey
is Disney.
And it's so interesting that, like, they are changing the law repeatedly.
That's nuts.
Just to protect
people,
that.
But we as people, wouldn't we agree, though, that Mickey is Disney? Do you feel that Mickey should become public property at some point?
I mean, I do, yeah.
I feel like Disney's earned it.
Family Guy use Mickey, though?
You can make an argument that he belongs to us, the people, for enjoying it.
Well, but then anyone could do whatever they wanted with his image and could do
Mickey
porn.
Yeah. Sure, there already
dude,
is
this
Disney
problem,
porn.
Yeah.
You don't Mickey Disney tennis porn. Video games.
You don't have to watch
Hang
it.
Hang on a minute.
No.
Have you guys seen that there is Disney porn?
No.
Did you know this exists?
Yes.
I'm sure that I know there's cartoon porn.
Yes.
A lot of us should know this.
Lauren.
Sorry I took it this route.
There is an actual market for people. I'm shitting you. I'm not shitting you here.
No,
it's real.
This is real.
For people that pay to subscribe to a site where they make pictures, people will draw them, or use a computer program to draw them, where they take Disney character images, like Jasmine is doing sexy things.
With like Goofy or something.
Sometimes it's that weird. Sometimes they get weird.
That's what
Wait,
I
so
like.
It's
like
animated?
Jasmine's getting
it's animated
the genie.
Porn?
What?
It's animated porn?
No, it's just a still.
Yeah, they're
it's
just drawn.
Just one picture. In
I want oh. I want Goofy,
I'm sure there's anime
Goofy fucking Jasmine, but they're also high-fiving.
See, wow. I want Goofy fucking Jasmine, but it's a big, tremendous fail
yeah.
somehow.
God damn
That's
it,
funny,
this
too.
Is awful.
Like, how to have some.
I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry.
You brought it up, and I was like, that. Yes, this is a thing, but, God, I don't
But it's not. It's not sponsored by Disney, right?
No!
No, absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Disney with the Celebration Town, have you guys heard of that?
What? Celebration Town?
It's the one that they own, right?
Yeah, there's a town they freaking own, and
a
it's
real
like...
town?
Yep.
Yes, it's an entire town, and you have to, like, prereqs to live there, and it's supposed to be like the safest town in America, and it's like modeled after like Disney villages and stuff.
This is corporate town.
And yeah, this and is... like it's like supposed to be like a Disney town of,
it's kind
of
creepy.
It's like, that's
in
like
the
a
world
country.
Of Disney. Yeah, yeah.
That's Are a you... government when you do that much.
Are yeah. you talking about like Anaheim? Like what
no,
are you
look,
talking
about?
Anaheim
look,
is shitty.
Look up Celebration or something like that.
Ugh, I'm looking
Florida.
It up.
Right.
Just look up Disney USA.
Did you guys ever do Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney
yeah.
World
was awesome.
I've been in a parade at Disney World.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get in that?
My marching band.
Nice.
And my brother, my older brother Brian, was field commander at the time.
What's
so
this
he
called?
Led the parade. I think he had to stop because it was like 99 degrees out.
Ugh.
We were all marching
yeah.
in fucking black uniforms.
Jeez.
And people were just passing out left and right. I feel like my brother might have already stopped or something.
I feel like I'm
Oh, awful, dude.
Oh,
awful.
Somebody sent me
no.
something.
No.
Is that
in fact, Scotty D from...
Look it, I'm looking at it.
From outside...
It's not my laptop.
From outside of Octavarius headquarters, our beloved Scotty D has,
oh my
has
God.
Joined... The
Look
live,
at that line.
The live
it's
chat.
Awful. It's running. It's
okay.
So
oh
awful.
My God.
Okay. So what we're looking at right now
this
is
enough.
Okay.
It's awful.
Oh goodness, this is terrifying.
It's terrible.
This is
pretty good drawing quality.
It's
actually.
A really good
yeah.
drawing.
It's very good.
That
drawing.
Being said, it's a very good drawing
good.
Of Jasmine.
No, Ariel.
Ariel.
Jasmine fucking Ariel.
Oh.
With a dildo shaped like
I think
a tower.
He has a dick. No, what? You have something else?
Yeah, she has a different one.
Wait, what?
You
what do you
one?
Have? How did you get that one?
I have Ariel getting blown by
I flounder.
What?
Getting
I'm coming
blown.
Over there.
This is what I have.
Wait,
wait a minute. Wait. Where's Ariel's oh, vagina? Isn't it in her?
Dude, Ariel's a dude in this.
Ariel has a
Ariel's
dick.
A dick.
Where's it coming out of?
Ariel's so embarrassed.
Oh, what do you have? Let me see yours.
Oh, you got the one Ham Hater saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot, Brian.
My God.
Well, here, this one's mine. Take a look at that one.
Oh, nice.
Holy
That's not as good quality.
Yeah, the flounder sucker
off
air is way better quality.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Let me see that flounder one.
I'm not looking at these anymore.
I need to look at that one.
Come on, please.
My brother sent it. Let me see it.
You could date any Disney character.
And have a
Ariel.
No.
She has a giant dong.
Oh my god.
Who would create this?
Oh, Brian.
Yikes.
What was that, dude?
Well, you wanted to know, man. This is out there.
I do have to say, Prince Eric would be pretty cool. He plays a little flute. He has a dog.
What are you talking about?
Am I supposed to know who that is? Who the fuck is Prince Eric?
He's
of what?
Of the Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea their name.
And he has the black hair that goes over to the side, and he's
probably
sexy.
It doesn't matter. Ariel's a
muscles.
Dude.
Oh yeah.
Ariel gets blown by a fish. That's the world you live in. And you know what, people jerk off to that picture. All the time. Like, that's someone's, like, wallpaper.
I don't believe it.
That's
I do not believe it.
Just jerking off, going, yeah, this is what I want. If only someone took the time to draw that. Someone took the time to shape it. Well, I want the dick. I want it to be this big. It's got to have a big dick. Oh, my goodness.
This is ruining my childhood dream.
Oh, his flounder in that?
Oh, yeah, man. It's the yellow one.
His cheeks were just puffing out just so...
No, like, my life is real. I'll never get flounder in here again.
His eyes were so wide.
It's horrible.
His eyes were wide like, oh, no, too much dick.
If you're listening to this podcast after the fact... somewhere we'll well Post this though. Is just what's happening on the chat right now.
Oh, we're gonna clear this soon.
Yeah.
That's but, a big deal.
There was a picture of Ariel with a dick at my flounder. It was a massive
flounder
dick.
Gagging on the dick?
Yeah.
Dude,
the dick was huge.
Alright, we'll move on.
It was bigger than
Let's
the
move
spoon.
On.
Let's move on.
Awful.
Wow. So, because Selby looked up the town is
Celebration,
real.
Celebration, Florida.
But we have to wait for the computer to turn back on.
Yes, but
it exists then.
It does exist. I knew it existed. I just don't know what the deal of it is. They all, but apparently we'll find out.
Are there like princesses and?
Oh, we won't find out.
Yeah, someone I assume is the king of Celebration.
That's probably why it's not working.
All I know is that the town is supposed to be. Like, very Disney-esque, and that there was, like, one murder, or, like, somebody died.
A murder in Disney time?
Yeah, and it was, like, the huge, huge news.
Was it, like, an uncle that was...
But they're not sure if it was a murder. They think they actually said it was a suicide,
That's because Roger Rabbit was framed.
Toontown.
Nice.
Hey, and Will Smith's friend was also framed with government information.
Enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state.
There you go.
Enemy
Wait,
of the state.
Yeah. I have her on my top 10 hottest Disney characters.
Oh, let's go.
What's the girl from...
Number 10.
Oh, the, what's Number one 10? From Roger Rabbit, though?
Jessica. Not Disney, though.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
No, it's not Disney.
It had a partnership with Disney. They were allowed to use both... Disney and Warner Brothers. They used a whole bunch of different companies' characters under the constraints that they would all be, like, certain characters would get used for the same amount of time as the competing companies' characters.
Yeah, that's why, like, there's that scene with Bugs and Mickey. They both have equal lines, equal screen
And that's
time,
the same writing. The same reason that the dueling pianos scene is Donald Duck and Daffy Duck.
Yes.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's cool. Factoid. So number 10.
I'm making a post about
Let's
it.
Do
it. So
you can okay. get a sneak peek?
We get a preview?
Who's number 4?
Give us the top 3. Give us three.
I don't want to know the top 3.
Three of the
10.
Three of the 10.
Are they all human?
It's on the site.
Are they all human?
Well, not yet.
Suspense.
Fly dogs and Disney.
All right, whatever.
All right, I know that. I'm just going to give you a couple. A little taste. A little taste here.
This is called A Little Taste of Lauren's Post.
All right. So, we got, obviously, Jasmine's on there because she's pretty sexy with her two-piece outfit. And she has that, you know, long, flowy black hair. Yeah, and I was just talking about Prince Eric, so he's on there because he's an overall good package. I would just like to say that.
Well, I'm sorry. Hello.
His statue even looked good.
Yeah.
Damn, statue looked good.
Damn. I think Princess Aurora is really pretty. And she has the beautiful voice.
Who? What?
From Sleeping
Beauty. Aurora.
Sleeping Beauty.
That was her name?
Her name is
Aurora. Yeah. Rose. They call her Cheetah Aurora Rose.
I had no idea. That's really confusing.
Because her disguise name when she didn't know she was a princess was Rose. And then when was born and was a princess, it was Princess Aurora.
Gosh.
But she got taken away from her family, remember?
No.
Did you pay that much attention to these movies?
Yes,
like, I guess I didn't.
Well, and I also watched them.
I actually think, like...
Wait,
you watched
them?
I know,
you use that in the past.
What are you trying to say?
I know, that's Andrea.
No, you guys saw them. I watched them.
I didn't mean
that. Hey, Lauren.
I'm just seeing them, but I was
Lauren, do you want to watch a Disney movie tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Can you bring over, like, Lion King?
I don't have Lion King.
I do. Don't worry.
Can we watch Lion King
tomorrow? Yes, we can watch Lion King tomorrow.
Hey, can you bring over a couple? I want to watch two.
Yeah, bring some over.
Can you bring over Enemy of the State?
I should have it at home. We'll watch it.
Do we really?
Dude,
probably. I don't know.
Will Smith week will happen.
Yeah. You know what else he's in? Isn't
what's a Will Smith show?
The Legend of Bagger Vance. Isn't that a Disney movie? That's where Will Smith is golfing, but he has problems. You know, if he had problems with golf, he could have gone to Cloud.
Oh, sexy.
Wow.
Damn it. Yeah. Wow.
Well done.
Yeah. Well played.
You're the new BWO. Wow.
I guess that means it's time for
Cloud's golf tips.
Shuffleboard. Nice darts.
Fill your enemy's golf bag with lots of irons. That way, when they ask for their 9-iron and dump out the bag, they'll be in for a fun surprise.
Well, this has been Cloud's golf tips.
Good hockey.
Wait, you just put more golf clubs in there?
That's not how they pick their irons.
Instead of like, no, instead of like a 9-iron, like actual like iron used for a shirt.
Oh.
It's like a pun.
I got it.
It was
so
like
it is, Cloud. So
I
it
got
like
it, Lisa.
They're like, where'd these come from? Why are you?
This is yet again another way of just sabotaging your opponent's golf bags. Or aiding your caddy. Is what
Look, Scott know. Danielson from within the live chat just says, wow, Cloud.
Welcome.
Cloud, who is your favorite Disney princess, or which one would
Belle?
You like to be?
Times a million. Oh my god, Belle. I was obsessed with Belle. I had like the magic mirror, had the watch. Oh my god, I remember distinctly the day, like coming home from school, my mom got me like the VHS, and I freaked out. Belle all the way.
She was a smart one, too.
Wait,
she liked reading.
Yeah, I thought we were giving him a minute.
Oh, is that what was happening?
Yeah, I'll do an official minute.
Because I realized this would be the time to give them a minute.
All right, and go.
All right, so I really liked Belle, but I thought she was kind of, don't hate me, but ordinary. I mean, in the beginning.
No, she wants more than this provincial life. She is smart. She's one of the, like,
she
few smart, non-like, super sexual all the time princesses. She
That's
actually
true.
Reads.
Well, and here's the thing. I didn't respect her as much because the prince was not that cute. I thought he was ugly. Like, the beast was better than
the
prince.
She's beauty on the inside, though.
Yeah, it is. All right.
That is so important life lesson. All the princes are super hot and are, like, really dumb. She's, like, the one princess that looks for the beauty within. He is charming otherwise.
No, he isn't.
I
would like the beast better, to be honest.
Beast,
I thought he was cooler.
You just like the beast.
No, I liked the beast. I didn't like the what he turned into after that. I was like, why didn't he just stay the beast?
But you think the beast is better than the weird-looking French dude?
Yes.
That's the
time. Yes. Oh, and it ended just the way I wanted it to, with Cloud being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But, you know, to be fair, I kind of know what Lauren means. I disagree that I also like finding beauty on the inside, but I thought the beast turned into, even as a child, I would be like, that dude's kind of ugly.
He's
kind of
weird.
Is it possible to do a bonus thing? Can we do like a bonus where the girls get 5 minutes in a special additional podcast?
Oh man, gear up!
Not right now.
No, at a future time, it'll happen.
I think that would be fun. 5 minutes.
So someday we should just do it. It should be called Final Five, and we just all leave. And for they get 5 minutes with us out of the room to talk about whatever they want. God.
No, I really like Bella. I just kind of.
Who's your favorite out of curiosity, though?
You can't. This is a pot. This is a post.
Well, I mean, the favorite girl, that's not really the post.
The hottest.
Yeah.
Which, according to Lawrence, is the
I don't know,
no
that's
difference.
Really hard. Like, I guess Ariel, but I actually did really like Belle, too. But Ariel, because she was, like, kind of very daring and courageous, and she went after the guy, which I liked, versus, like, some of the earlier Disney movies where always the guys come after the girl.
That's because they're usually kidnapped.
Yeah, bitches always get stolen.
So, we've got a few minutes left. I've been thinking about this most of the podcast, and one of the things I really love about Disney movies is all the Easter eggs that they put into their movies, all these other references to other parts of Disney and that sort of thing. So it got me thinking, like if we made a movie and were able to put our own Easter eggs into it, what would our, like, little surprises be in that movie?
Oh, vanilla points.
Will Smith points.
Yeah, Will Smith points.
I would have somebody say Happy Thursday
at some
point. I would have Darth Vader say Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
That's the video that Keith and Brian danced to.
It's some bullshit.
If we had a movie, I might do an entire scene that's an inappropriate bathroom conversation.
Yeah, or B Hour. Oh. B Hour might be in there.
B Hour is not an Easter egg, though, I feel.
If
B Hour happens, it's going to be a major plot point.
That should be a movie we make. Why don't we make B Hour? We just build that reality, the reality of, like, once a month.
For a random hour every month,
so
bees turn enormous for an hour.
Yeah, they become like a foot.
I suppose it is.
It's a, like, I can just imagine in the world of Futurama, you're walking around in whatever that, what's the year, 3000?
I guess it would be 3011 at this point.
3011.
Yeah.
And then just, it's bee hour, and that would be the reality, and I'm sure Bender would say something witty and then smoke a cigar.
I do like those parts of Futurama.
I love
But like I don't have the advantage of such a mythology already built up. If I was gonna make a bee hour movie, I'd have to figure out how to actually make it plausible to the masses, you know?
There'd also have to be, like, a plot of the characters beyond waiting for B-Hour.
It would probably be the second episode of our television series where someone would accidentally, you know, like, fuck something up, and then they wouldn't notice.
That's why I want our glider show to happen.
But
just one episode a season is B-Hour episode.
Like, I like the reality of, like, because even if it's not B-Hour, the whole rest of the month, You have to think of, like, what reality we would live in, what lives we would have to lead if every month, for once a month, for an hour, and you don't know when, all the bees are, like, 2.5 feet long. Life gets different. So I imagine there's a lot of interesting things.
We probably
can do
have
with that.
Like bee fighters, like we have firefighters.
Yeah.
We'd probably have a bee unit.
The bee brigade.
The bee.
Yeah.
The bee unit.
You probably carry around, like, once it happened, then you know, okay, we're good for the rest
of the month. Yeah, that's the neat thing about bee hour, because sometimes
you change all conceal and carry laws.
We're all allowed to have hatchets.
Yeah. I would just bring
shoot
or like
them
a crossbow.
Yeah.
I took out a bee with a crossbow.
I'd bring like a big tennis
racket
everywhere.
Like,
this is just bees, not wasps.
Just bees. The wasps
just
are
bees.
Still normal size.
I don't know how many bees I encounter on a daily basis.
That's why
you're
going to
start knowing.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, the worst thing in the world. Like, it's manageable.
I would argue it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, what if a bee comes in, like, through your window, and a bee's in your house, and then all of a sudden it's bee hour, and then you have a freaking, like, you know, 2 to 3 foot bee flying around your house,
lock
knocking
the
over
door.
Shit.
Honestly, it's hide your wife.
If you're one of those people that freaks out over, like, tiny spiders, and you, freak out over giant people.
I mean, how long will we really live before we just kill them all when they're small? Like, all right, we need just to start killing everybody.
We need the bee.
That's probably figure out a new way to live if we don't have to deal with these demons.
Probably what the bee brigade does after bee hour the rest of that month.
We just, you know, what would have to happen? I think it's smoke that appeases the bees.
Appeases them?
Doesn't smoke generally drive off bees, though? That's how they smoke out bees.
You know what I think
would get more awesome with the hour?
It calms them down. So, like, maybe...
You just die.
I think that's... Yeah, I assume that's because it's, like, clogging their respiratory tract, not because they chilling.
So then, like...
Dude, there's weed in those smoke guns, bruh. They fucking chilling out.
I'm buzzing.
Well, maybe that's what they should do to chill the bees.
Buzz.
I think we need to use our words to chill out all the bees.
Wisdom words.
They might understand the crazy words.
Snap. Maybe just maybe 7 words.
Hey, Nick, you barely speak English. I'm sure a bee could understand.
Well, you have to dance to the bee. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
I think it's about time.
I think it's about time for Nick Mikula's.
Seven words of wisdom.
So help me God, if this has anything to do with Enemy of the State.
You're ruining it! Shut up!
You gotta...
What did you just say?
You can start over if you want.
Yeah.
I'm right! He barely speaks English!
Let him go.
Go ahead.
Let him go.
There, God bless it. It's 7 words
to
victory.
Look!
This lad! Wolverine! Die!
What are you...
Alright, this is...
I guess that's been Nicholas. Seven words of wisdom.
What happened to you, man?
Oh, God.
What
Look
happened?
Land Wolverine.
That is how the bees are cute.
Was the last word in the air?
Switch voices, but I couldn't talk.
And the worst part is, I have to end the podcast on that note every week.
Worst or best, thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's certainly a different form of entertainment.
Well, for better or for worse, folks, we have reached the end of the hour, so we must say goodbye. But before we go...
God those bees have finally shrunken down after that hour. You can listen to this podcast and get yourself through bee hour.
For those who are listening on the live chat at octavarius.com, A, thank you for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, guys.
B, if you're listening live, that means... this Sunday is going to be our Disney show, 7 p.m. at Comedy Sports, and it's going to be ridiculous. So please come and join us if you can.
And thanks everyone who came to last
Church
time.
Prop.
Church Prop.
Oh, that was great fun.
You guys were awesome.
So fun.
Yeah.
Good crowd.
Do we say Uncle Fun?
No, we didn't.
Uncle Fun.
Uncle Fun. They're our sponsor.
1338 West Belmont for all of your fun needs.
Uncle Fun.
And also Cheesies.
Yeah, why not?
You're trying to rope Cheesies in early?
Well, they're sending out all those postcards.
Wow. I went there last night.
And
the
crazy.
Cheesies, we found it. We think it's good.
So, gourmet grilled cheese.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. That's going to do it for us. So until next time, have 8 days and a week at week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the
floor. Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.